Today's share in the Dear Shem Mishneh Berurah Yomi program is Daf Dalid Amud Aleph. We are in the sixth volume of Mishneh Berurah and beginning a brand new siman in Hilchos Chol HaMoed, siman Tuf Kuf Lamed Gimel, which deals with Melachos Hamutar Mechol HaMoed. What types of work, and specifically we're going to talk about today, grinding, tchina, are you allowed to go and do on Chol HaMoed? So Sif Aleph, the Mechaber writes, Mutar Litchon Kemach, you're allowed to go and grind up flour, Litzarech HaMoed, if you need it for Yontif usage. And this is true, Afilu Kivein Melachto B'Moed, even if you could have done it before Yontif, but you said, I'll do this on Chol HaMoed, you're allowed to do this. Lockots Eitzim, and to chop wood, Mehamachuber, from attached to the ground, Ulhotil Shechar, and to go and make beer, whether it's Bein Shel Tmarim, whether it is date beer, Bein Shel Seorim, or whether it's barley beer, if it's Litzorech HaMoed, then it is permissible to do so. However, Vishalo Litzorech HaMoed also, but if it's not for need on Yontif, you're doing it for after Yontif, then it is not allowed. That's a mouthful. So let's now look at the Mishneh Berurah. Siv Katan Aleph. So we said, you're allowed to do this Litzorech HaMoed. You're allowed to grind wheat Litzorech HaMoed. Why? Because She'ein Lo Kemach Mevesa. We're talking about a person that doesn't have any flour in his house. V'afilu Yochel Liknos. And even if he could go to the store and buy flour, Oh, Lishol Mechaver, or to borrow some flour from his friend, Kedil Kamen in Simen Tovkuf Laman Zayin, Siv Tezvav, where this is discussed, nevertheless, you're allowed to go and grind it over here. Vuadin, the same halacha applies, the gam shari melachos, even other types of melacha, yachol lasos b'charon zeh, because you want your own, you're allowed to do this even though you could get it from a different methodology. You could purchase it or borrow it. The hainu kotzer or borer, for example, harvesting or selecting. Ukhamavur shon b'sif hanal, and as we'll see when we get to those simonim. Now, Tirsha footnote number one brings down the Bir Halacha in Simen Tov Kuf Mem Beis, however, says in the name of the Shiltos are of high gon, Shim Tzorech Lelavos Kesef Abanas Liknos Ochel, if you'd have to go borrow money in order to purchase the food, then it would be preferable, Rashoi Litchon, you'd be allowed to go and grind the wheat yourself that you have in your house, Kedesh Lo Yitzorech Lelavos, that you shouldn't have to go and borrow. Because when a person borrows money, Kivin Shodom Halove Kesef Michaver, if you borrow money, Daito Netzeves Alov Machavas Kain, it's going to make you sad, yeah, oh money. Is going to cause you not to have Simchas Yontif. So in that situation, instead of borrowing the money, you'd be allowed to grind your own wheat. He adds further, Shim Yesh Lo Kesef Beveso, Vein Tzorech Lelavos. But if you have money, so then also Lo Litchon, then since it's not said to use your own money as opposed to borrowing it, El Tzorech Liknos Kemach Muchon, rather than grinding it, you should buy already made wheat flour. And he brings down from the Hemek Shela, the Netziv's famous parish on the Shultos behind Goat. So he says, in the explanation of Rav Haigon in the Shiltos, Kishyesh lo kesef, v'yochel liknos kemach muchon, if you have money and you can purchase already ground flour, then it's forbidden to go and grind your own flour. However, in the Bir Halacha, he brings down in the Rambam, even a wealthy person that has lots of money is not obligated to go and buy flour from the market, but could go and grind his own flour. He disagrees with the Shiltos. Why is that? Because he says that a person makes his own flour, there's a certain pleasure that you get from making your own flour from your own wheat. And therefore, that's why it would be allowed to do this on Chol HaMoed. The issue footnote number two brings down that even if there's a tircha meruba, ubemaisa uman, even in a situation where there's a lot of effort and you need really a professional to do this, could go lachbor bor mayim chodesh, you have to go dig a new well. So the Shulchan Aruch, we're going to learn in Simen Tov Kuf Mem Dalet, says, Shav shu tzorech ochel nefesh, even though this is a need of ochel nefesh, mikom mokum osu lachbor litzorech yochid. If you have these factors involved, that is a lot of tircha and you need a professional to do it, so then for a yochid, you're not allowed to do this unless he absolutely has nothing else to drink. But if you could even drink bedochak, something else, so then you wouldn't be allowed to go and do this. The issue footnote number three brings down a worker, she'osavura malachos, elu litzorech ochel nefesh. If a worker is doing these activities for ochel nefesh, so then the Bir Halacha in Simen Tov Kuf Mem Beis adds, she'mutu lo lasos en afilu b'schar, then he's allowed to get paid for it. He doesn't have to do it for free. Shari kishetiru kan lasos malachos elu, when we do allow you to go do this, it's not that kavon is she'asos amyatzu, that a person has to do it himself, but he's allowed to hire somebody else to do it, and therefore he's allowed to go and pay it. We don't insist that the person do it for free. Now we're going to Mishneh Berurah Sivkot and Beis, where we said that even if he waited till Chol HaMoed to do this, it's allowed. The Mishneh Berurah explains, Rosh Lomar, Shoy Yochol Asakim Erev Yontif. He could have ground it up on Erev Yontif. Umidaito Iniach Dov Ezel Asos B'Chol HaMoed. And he waited till Chol HaMoed. In other places, we're machmir that you can't leave stuff for Chol HaMoed. For example, we said you can't take a haircut on Chol HaMoed if you could have taken it beforehand. So, but in regards to food, so the rabbis were not machmir. Dishu footnote number 5 brings down in regards to imutu lechatchila lechavin meleches ochel nefesh lemoed. Can you specifically leave this ochel nefesh type activity for cholamoid lechatchila? Not b'diavad. Lechatchila, can you do this? So the Chai Adam, as well as the Vilna Gaon, say it is permissible to do so. This is ochel nefesh. It's allowed to be done even lechatchila on cholamoid. You don't have to go cook everything before yontif. And he brings down, this is also the opinion of Yashiv Zatzal, that lechatchila you can do this. Mr. Bruce Sivkot and Gimel says, and to cut down trees that are attached to the ground is also permissible if it's for the needs of Cholamoid or Yontif. V'lakotz Eitzim, Lahasik Tanura. For example, you want to heat up your oven. Uki the Messiah himself, as we learn at the end of this Sif, if it's needed for the activities of Cholamoid, for food, it's allowed. And he says as well, Ayin Le'el and Simin Tof Kuf Aleph. We've already learned this previously in Huchas Yontif, in Sivkot and Ches there, in the Mishnah Berurah, Masha Shayach L'Nineinu, what's related to our subject. And Dirshu footnote number 6 reminds us there that we said that if a person has a big block of wood, it's sort of lechatru lechatichos ketanos, you have to chop it up in order to be able to go and fry, let's say, fish with it. So also lasso zos b'yontif. That you're not allowed to do on Yontif, because guess what? Use the big block of wood and fry it on the big block of wood. And even on cholamoid, they won't chop up this block of wood, because after all, you could have done this before yontif, and now you can still cook, so you're not missing out on your food. However, he does point out that if this is very, very expensive and it's going to cause you a tremendous financial loss, so then so this is a $25 block of wood, and you really need a dollar's worth of it, so then it's considered a dover aved, which we already learned in the first shir in Mishnah Berurah in this sixth volume, that's a dover aved, and mutu lechatkein b'chol amoid, and you'd be allowed to go chop it up in this situation. Now we go to Mishnah Berurah Sivkot and Dalet. We said you can go and take down either date beer or barley beer. Why specifically the barley beer? So Mishnah Berurah tells us, Sivkot and Dalet, the ikatircha meruba, that has more work involved than the date beer. And you're still allowed to do this if it's a tzorcha moed. However, the Mechaber continues and he says, Mihu, however, ain't tzorich litzamsein. When you're doing this, you don't have to be particular and say, oh, I'm just doing it a tzorcha moed, so I'm only allowed to, let's say, make a gallon. Right, really, it's easier for me to make 2 gallons right now, even though I only need 1 gallon. So you're allowed to do this. Ela osa b'harvacha v'im yosu yosu. Once you're allowed to do this, so you don't have to be mitzamsin to make exactly what you think you're going to need, you can make more. And if you have left over after yontif, not a problem. Now, Mechaber continues, and he says, avo lo yarim, but you shouldn't make a haram, you shouldn't make a trick over here, litchom, to grind up, olasos, and the Ramah says, the sheikhar, the beer, yosu b'chavana. You shouldn't, wink, wink, go and say, oh yes, I need to do a lot over here because I may need it for a cholamoid. No, that you shouldn't do. And the Mishnah Berurah says in Sivkot, hey, avolo yarin, litchon v'chule, he says, v'imbal hatachana, if the person who's doing the grinding, ain't a rotsu litchon shirmuah, so you give it to the grinder, he says, it's not worth my while to grind a pound. I grind 10 pounds at a time, or else I don't waste my time. It's too much effort on my machinery, on my back, etc. So then, yachol litchon afil harbi, then that's not haroma. You won't get it done because you need a little bit. So he's only going to do a lot. So then you're allowed to grind a lot with him. That's not that you're wink, wink, I'm really doing for the rest of the month. Because this tachina, this grinding is allowed for the little bit that you need. He won't do it unless you do a lot. So therefore you're allowed to do a lot. But you're not allowed to go and do a harama here and do a lot more b'chavona. Sivkot involved, the Mishnah says, v'imherim, what happens if you did do this trick and you really don't need it? So then, mutu b'yev, he says, you even allowed b'yevah to use this, kivin sh'ochal al-koponim miktsas min ha-kemach, since you are using some of it, o min ha-shechor, either from the flour or the beer, you are going to use some of it on yantif, on chalamayit, so therefore it's allowed. We already learned this in Huchos Yontif in Simon Tov Kuf Gimel Sif Aleph B'chiyai Gavni, in a similar situation when you did it in a permissible way on Yontif. Now, the issue footnote number 7 brings down Vimrotz Lavashel Shtei Kideros. So you want to cook 2 pots, but you only need only 1 pot. So then we already learned in Huchos Yontif that if it's 2 separate dishes, let's say one is roast beef and one is chicken, so then you'd be allowed to do this, even though you could really manage with just one. As long as you taste a little bit of the roast beef and taste a little bit of the chicken, so then even though you're only going to really eat one of them and the other one's going to be for after yontif, that's allowed. However, we said, if they're both 2 chickens or 2 roast beefs, you can't say, well, I'll taste a little bit of each one. They're the exact same thing, and that wouldn't be allowed, and that would be the same thing over here. However, he says, the velt is nog l'kimakilim. The velt is makel over here. There are opinions that say you're allowed to do that as long as you taste from both of them. And he says, the velt paskins over here l'kula. back to the Mishnah Berurah, Umiyu Lamafarshim Sheparshu Shom, the Dafka Behazit. The only opinion that said that you're allowed to do this is only if it was Bemazit. Avo Beherim, if you did this haram and this trick, Osir, Af Bidiyevit, it's stricter even Bidiyevit, Efsha Duhu Adin, Hocha Osir. Then, just like you can't do it on Yantif, you can't do it over here as well. Sharet Zion in Sif Katan Zion has a whole arichos to explain why that it's surprisingly on Chol HaMoed, which is looser, we're actually stricter over here than on Yom Tov. And see the rest of this Sharet Zion, O Zion, for the reasons why. Dirshu footnote number 8 brings down, if somebody did it, in fact, B'harama, Haimut lo lishtamish achri Chol HaMoed. B'masha also, are you allowed to use this, or we can see you and say you can never use this? So we learned previously in Hilchos Yontif in regards to somebody did malach on Yontif b'harama. So we said he just can't use it on Yontif, but he'd be allowed to use it after Yontif. So the Sharet Zion over there says shladas hagraz also eliyolim. No, that it's forbidden forever. But you can rely upon the lenient opinion that says you could use it after Yontif. We go back to the Mechaber. The Mechaber says another situation would be, Oim Yeshlo Kamach, O Sheikh Yosh, and the Ramah adds, so if a person has flour or he has old beer, so he has older flour or older beer. So you're not allowed to do a harama, you're not allowed to do a trick and say, Lo Yarim, and say, oh, Lasos Acher, to make others, the Ramah says. The Yomer Mizan, he will say, oh, I want this one. That's why I'm doing it. I don't want the old stuff. That you're not allowed to do either. The Mishnah Berurah explains in Siv Katan Zayin, and even though you're going to use the flour that you're grinding now or the beer that you're making now, it's a haram, it's a trick because you already had. You don't need it, and therefore you're not allowed to do this. The issue footnote number 9 says, however, if you're doing this in one fell swoop with one action, which you'd be allowed to add on for yontif. So then, even if you only need a little bit, once you're doing it, so let's say you're cooking, so you can throw in 5 pieces instead of the 2 pieces that you need. And he brings up from the Bir Halach over there as well, Shemosa pas achas gedola, if you're making one big bread, so the Torah is just making the one bread, mutu l'chol deos, even though you're not going to need that whole huge bread, you just need a tenth of it, you're allowed to make the whole big bread. Mechaber continues, he says, avolim yeshlo lechem, for bread, everything is different. Mutu l'chol, the Ramah is l'pas, you're allowed to go and grind for bread, because fresh bread is different. The pas chama odiv. Everybody likes fresh bread, and there's a difference between day-old bread and fresh bread. As I mentioned many times, that's why they sell day-old bread at half the price, because everybody likes fresh, hot bread. So therefore, you'd be allowed to do that as well. And the remark concludes, and he says, Wadin b'sheichar im hechadosh odiv. The same thing would apply with beer, if truly the new beer is better. Below harama. That without a trick, it really, the new beer is fresher and better, so then shari, that would be permissible as well. It brings us down for the Magid Mishnah. And Mishnah Berurah explains in Sivkot and Ches that this applies b'sheicher as well. The same thing would apply with wheat or with barley. V'chei agabda, or anything else. Im yeshlo kamach mehem she'eno yofa kokach. If you have not so good stuff, you're allowed to make better stuff on Chol HaMoed. Even though you could argue, well, you have the not so good stuff, use that. No. Mutu litchon acherim she'yofin yosem mehem. For Yontif, for Chol HaMoed, you're allowed to cook the best stuff and make the best stuff. So even though you have something that would be adequate, but you're allowed to go for the really good stuff. Sivkot and Tess, as long as it's truly Odif, below Harama, without a trick. It can't be wink, wink, yeah, I like the new stuff, it's better, but there really is no difference. So the Mishnah Berurah explains, Rosh Lomar, Shebe Emes Echodesh Odif, according to the first understanding we're talking about, where the new stuff is truly better. The Eino Miskabel HaRama, he's not really doing a trick. He says, I really would like this new stuff, it's better, it tastes much better. However, then the Mishnah Berurah says, "V'da the Yesh Poskim." There are, in fact, Poskim that say, and the Sharet Zion, he says, "Look in the Morgan Avram, the Yeraba, the Chemed Moshe, the Nar Sholom, and the Migdal Oz." They all say, "Shesomchim lohakel b'harama." You can even do this b'harama with a trick that you have Yashon, the Yeshlo Yashon. You have older grains. V'omer b'sheicher chodesh, and he wrote, "I want the fresh new stuff." Even though it's not really better. Of course, you have to then drink the chodesh. You can't say, well, I'd like to rotate my stock and get rid of the old stuff and leave the new stuff for later. That you can't do. As long as you're drinking the new stuff, even though it's technically not better, you're allowed to do so. And the Mishnah Berurah says, you don't have to go protest against somebody who's doing this when it's really not better. And the Sharet Zion, Osh Yud Aleph, he adds, because this is the opinion of the Rambam and the Ravan, the Hiskim of Morgan Rambam, the El Yeraba, which is the Achronim, the Morgan Rambam, and the El Yeraba agree with, and they add, Bafilu Mechadu Shugarua. Sometimes, you know, it has to settle a little bit in order to be good. So the new stuff is actually worse than the old stuff. And this is the opinion of the Vilna Gaon as well, and written down in the Nair Shalom. So according to this Mekilim, even this Haram is allowed. However, the Mishnah Berurah concludes, he says, "Mikol makom, yesh kasu v'digam poskim elu, even these mekilim, ainam mekilim, elabazed, ain harama nikeris." As long as it's not recognizable, it's not like you have stacks and stacks of wheat, grain, and flour that everybody can see. And why are you doing the new stuff? Because the new stuff is better when it's really not. So then that's not allowed. If it's nikeris, that you have old stuff, it's not allowed. But if it's not nikeris, nobody knows what you have inside. And they just see you grinding in your backyard. They'll assume you don't have anything, so therefore it's allowed. People don't know that he has already old beer or he has old grain, old flour. But you're not allowed to do this if you're grinding over here or making the beer and it's a haroma, making more than you really need. Shako Rowan, Shu Tokin Arbe, because everybody can see it making a lot. They say, how much do you need for Cholamoid for Yontif? And they see that you're doing it just like you would on a weekday, so that's not allowed to be done. A little bit you'd be allowed to do, but not this huge amount. Dirshu, footnote number 10 brings down, Ulavasha Bacholamoid, Avur Shabbos, Isrucha, Kishako Yontif, Achum, Yom Shishi. Let's say on the last days of Yontif, a Thursday, Friday. And now, you want to go cook on Chol HaMoed for Shabbos, so Rav Nissen Karlitz Zatzal brings down Shelo Nizkar Kishim Avashel Eruvei Tavshilin B'Chol HaMoed Shetzorach Levashlim Ba'ofen Hamutu Letzorach Chol HaMoed. You don't have to do this. Well, Amayisi writes down Shim Yocha Mikomin B'Chol HaMoed. As long as you eat a little bit of other Chol HaMoed, or at least on Yom Tov Achron, Yesh Lahatir. That's good enough. Furthermore, he adds Mashem Osif Letzorach HaShabbos. Anything that he adds on for Shabbos, Ein B'Zeh El Mishum Mar BeBishurim, and therefore it's allowed. However, but if you have a bris mila, let's say on Yisruchag, and you're making it for that, then you can't do this. Then you have to eat specifically something on Cholamoid. And he brings down as well from Rav Yashiv Zatzal, if the last day of Yom Tov is on Friday, then you can do it straight out, cooking for Shabbos. Finally, Ulavashel b'cholamoid letzorach Yom Tov Sheni. What about a cholamoid for the second days of Yom Tov? So it's a cholamoid is Wednesday, and then Thursday is first day of Yom Tov. Friday is the second day of Yom Tov. So the Mishnah Berurah brings down the Siman Tov Kuf Lamites, and then Rekiva Eger Shemut Lasos Malacha Gemura letzorach Yom Tov Achron Kigon Bishul. That you certainly can do, not a problem. Finally, we go to the last Mishnah Berurah Sivkot Yud, where he writes Kosev Chayyodim Nearly Dafilu Yesh Lo Pas Nikia. Even if you have good white bread, clean bread. Mutalefos pasadra. You're allowed to go make coarse bread, whole grain bread. Letzorach Chol HaMoed, even though the clean bread is better. Avogad the Yontif also. But you wouldn't be allowed to do this on Yontif. But Chol HaMoed Shari, it's allowed. However, Vivach Yisorach HaKoponim, Gam Ken Kitzas B'Moed, because you're going to eat some of it on Chol HaMoed. Bosa Baravacha, and you're making a lot of it, Dim Yosi Yosi. And then if you make more, you're allowed to make more. With this, we conclude today's Shir.